And we're joined on the line by Letterkenny Rovers manager Eamon McConaghy. Eamon, good afternoon.
How you doing, Niles?
I was listening to your interview yesterday, Eamon, and you'd have been happy going to Athlone Town and coming back with a draw, and that's what happened, a 0-0 final score.
Yeah, 0-0 final score. It was a very close game. I thought we played very, very well. We were against a good Athlone side. The defences were really on top and for both teams. And, you know, I would say a draw was a fair result. They had one gilt-edged chance and we had one as well. And after that, chances were, you know, there wasn't too many in the game.
And did you go down with the mentality that let's get a draw down here and come home and see what you can do in Letterkenny?
Yeah, well, you know, you have to be a realist going down to Athlone. They're this League of Ireland team and... you know, it was always going to be a tough ask to go down there even to get a draw. We didn't know too much about them and we were coming off a bad defeat in the Aviva, and I think the lads wanted to prove that they, you know, they had something to offer, that it was just unfortunately a bad night for us in the Aviva. But, you know, I'm delighted for the lads that went down, and we just went with a strategy, we went with a plan. And it worked out for us, and probably maybe I have to take full blame for the Aviva because, you know, I got my tactics wrong. But I must say, last night, now we got it right.
You say that you got your tactics wrong at the Aviva. What would you do differently if you had to do it again?
Well, I don't think we would have maybe pressed so far up the field because, you know, it was a massive big field, and I think we give, you know, Crumlin too much room to play. And we just weren't ready for it. And, you know, it's a different situation in the Aviva. You know, it was a one-off situation. It was hard to know what to do. But, you know, it's a small margins, and I feel I made a wrong decision. But last night it was going to be much the same. We changed our tactics. We didn't press so far up the field, and we let them, you know, come on to us of where we had, you know, we gave them less space to play in. And I think it worked out well for us.
And, well, can you change it around then when you come back to, when you bring them back to Letterkenny? You're going to have to score to beat them.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, it's another day. It's a big ask now, you know. Like, they're still a very good side. They're very fit. They're strong. They're coming to Letterkenny now. You know, whether they like that or not, I don't know. But, you know, we'll have a plan for them when they arrive in Letterkenny. And hopefully that plan will, you know, go to form.
Yeah, you must have psyched up your players quite well because it was a big defeat at Aviva, and to come back as strongly as they did shows their character.
Yeah, well, I've been saying all along that there's tremendous character in this team, and you know, we talked a lot all year about getting our mental approach right, and you know, we went down to Cork and we were 1 minute away from going to the Aviva, and it was a terrible blow for them to score in the last minute, but you know, we came back, we had the Portmarnock game, we went up there, got a result. So, you know, that really tested the mentality of the players. And I knew going into this game in Athlone that that was going to work for us. And indeed it did. And, you know, I suppose maybe what I forget to say to you is that, you know, we played very well in Athlone, and over the moon and delighted for Paul McVeigh, who got the FEA Man of the Match last night. And it's a tremendous achievement for Paul. And you know, I'm delighted that he's been rewarded for his commitment, as indeed any one of the players could have got Man of the Match. But he was excellent, and the team was excellent last night. And, you know, I knew that character was in the team. I knew that their mentality was good, and, you know, it really proved it last night.
To win the Man of the Match award as an away team and not winning would suggest that he certainly did play very well.
Yeah, Paul did very, very well. And he does as the whole team. I mean, he was gracious in accepting the Man of the Match award. And he said any one of the 11 players could have got it. And he was right enough there. But, I mean, Paul had an exceptional game. And he's been playing very well for us all season. He's been playing left side of midfield, and he's a lot of goals scored from that position. And, you know, he's a hard worker. He wants to do well. And, you know, I'm just over the moon for him.
When is the replay taking place?
The replay is on Tuesday night in Lakeview, Miles, at 6 o'clock in the evening. So, you know, it's a big game for us. You know, it's a big task for us. It's not given us very much time to recover. We met at the community centre this morning at 12 o'clock, and we, you know, we've done a slight recovery down there. And, you know, I'm hoping that we have only one injury at the moment, and that's Ryan Lonigan, is a problem with his hamstring. but the rest of the lads seem to be okay as far as Knox are concerned. But we have a, you know, we have only 2-day recovery period, which is a bit worrying. But in saying that, you know, they'll only have the same, but they'll have to travel. We won't have to travel, so hopefully that'll work in our favour.
Did you get home late last night?
Yeah, it was. I think it was 2:30, 3 o'clock when I got back in the town. You know, it's just not the greatest of roads into Athlone, especially when you get down near Boyle and that for a big coach. But you know, we were happy enough. You know, things went very well for us on the night, and our discipline was excellent on the field. And you know, the boys were very happy because they really wanted to prove a point that, you know, the Aviva was a one-off situation, and I think they truly did that.